Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got on the new first ever male PLT ambassador. It's Jawbags.
Hello, love.
Oh, what a day.
Oh, what a nice intro.
Thank you. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. I'm on cloud nine, even
literally,
still.
Literally.
I'm on cloud nine. No, it's amazing.
The pics were sensational. You on the unicorn.
Thank you.
It was so iconic.
That was my creative direction.
Of course it was. Yeah. Of course it was. And I love it. Oh. Tell me more. What does this role involve? What can we expect? Tell me all.
I'm with them for 6 months. So basically, I'm going to be doing some exclusive YouTube stuff with them and doing some Pride stuff with them.
Yes.
And doing some more content. I've got some exciting things with them coming up.
We've just filmed something fun with them as well, didn't we?
We have. That's going to be fun.
And I just want to say, I put on my story, me in a taxi with you, with cameras all set up. And everyone thought we'd filmed. And they weren't wrong.
Well, it's coming. It's literally.
How much money would it take for you to have with me and look at me in the eye?
Do you know
Sorry,
what?
For those that didn't hear, Rosie went, ooh.
Well, you know me.
Yeah, I do.
I am business centric and I'd think of the overhead. So the lube cost, you've got the sexy outfits,
the
hotel room, probably 100 quid. Probably 100 quid.
Really?
Yeah, do you know what? Just to cover me getting there.
Just to cover the travel.
Uber Lux.
We're talking exec, honey.
We're talking exec.
Now, I thought because you're a fashion darling now.
Okay.
We could rate our outfits over the years.
Oh, my God. You've really set me up here, haven't you?
I have. Rosie, are you going to insert the pics? Okay, I'm going to go in order.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
This is the first day that we ever met.
It is the first time
you remember
met.
This is the first day we ever met, like, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, that was because that was after the pod we recorded, wasn't it? Is that right?
Do you remember? So me, Joe and George filmed, so this is the first day we met, we filmed a pod together. We all got blackout
look. that goes down as a rogue day for all of us. That was,
and I remember, if you watch the podcast back, it's the first ever pod I did with Joe and George.
It's the first pod we ever did.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, we had never done anything
Good
like
intro.
That. And
Come on.
We were in trouble.
If I speak. And then we went to an event after HLD event. And then from the HLD event, we went to another event.
Yes.
Which was a misguided event. We, at this point, were so far gone.
I couldn't even talk.
I couldn't see.
And you could tell by that outfit that I'm struggling.
Well, actually, I don't mind this outfit. I feel like your colours match from your t-shirt.
Colours match. I think I didn't think about sitting on a podcast with lights in leather, fake leather trousers.
Valid.
Because I was cooking like a turkey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I was wearing Izzy's outfit. It's Mars the Label, all red. But my figure at that time did not give that outfit. I had overnight curls.
I like the, is that like a kimono? I like the kimono.
It's an oversized blazer.
Oh, it's an oversized blazer. It was very, I think when ladies wear all red, it's very like seductive dominatrix vibe.
I was giving tenner for a blowjob.
Yes. And I paid that tenner, PayPal, in the changing rooms.
Next one. Again. Oh.
Talk to me.
Fucking hell. Right. Again, from the first day we met. Can we talk about my skirt and the top?
See, this is the thing with your old set, is that no matter what you wore, I can't say it. If
I still look like...
It's hard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it was just... You know what as well? Like, you always love getting a shoe out, didn't
course,
you, on this
course,
like,
yeah.
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 And I think it's hard to always match a shoe with a fit.
You're giving ankle.
Well, fuck me. I never do that anymore. Used to do it.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I stopped. It's socks always now.
I've got Air Maxes on.
Your ankle socks on.
And ankle socks.
I'm sorry, don't tell your new ting about that.
I won't. Eyelashes get very angry about that.
Oh, eyelashes.
I had a half up, half down. To be honest with you, I was giving what the fuck got changed in the dark. I also, the chair looks like I had a skiing injury, but that's in my dressing room now, that chair.
Is it?
And eyelashes walked in and went, why the fuck have you got that in here? I thought, you're not a true fan.
Yeah, do you not know?
No. She went, I've not seen you before, so I don't really understand why you've got a barber chair in your room. And
yeah,
I said,
barber chair.
First things first, it's... okay. Next one. This is a throwback to you with your blonde hair, your natural blonde hair.
I actually really like that pic of us.
Do
because
you?
Because that blonde did nothing for me to the point where it looked like I put my finger in a plug socket, went to Les Town, just went like that. And it's just absolutely, but in that one, I just had a fresh dye. You look cute. I mean, we were wearing said clothing, said so there's clothing. Only so much you can do.
You can only so much you can do.
There's only so much you can do.
One thing I will say about brand trips is, and I love brand trip, yeah. God bless, but you must wear their clothing.
Always.
And sometimes.
Sometimes the sizes get mixed up.
Sometimes sizes get, sometimes you wouldn't usually wear that.
I also think sometimes I'm like, look, if the whole point of a clothing brand is to look good in the clothes, and then you give me extra, extra large and wanted me to roll up the sleeves, I'm going to look like fucking Scott Disick on a Zempic, which to be fair, I'm giving right now. But do you know what I mean? It's like, come on, it's give and take.
Do you think he's on a Zempic?
I've heard he is.
Really?
I heard, you know, that pic of him looking really gone.
Yes.
So apparently he was on it. Because you know, he had the back injury.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently he did it to lose that weight. Take up running, Scott. That's what I've done.
Do you know what? You have been running recently. We'll get back onto these pictures.
Fine. Sorry, yeah.
So I'll get to the running. Why have you started running? Because you're doing 5K.
Yeah, so basically, I woke up one day, looked in the mirror and cried, which I think everyone here can relate to.
Every day, God bless.
Yeah, and I think sometimes when you're comfortable in a relationship, yeah, you have two dinners. Yeah, you order a gyros and a fillet of fish. It happens, you know? And so...
Didn't one night you order like three fillet of fish?
Yeah, I did. Sat there in bed, smashed them all. And a McPlant and nuggets. It's vile. It's gluttony, people. It's gluttony. And so I thought, you know, I've got to do something. I've got to take control.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of people in my life on a Zempic right now. And
don't
I thought, I'm not
life.
Going there.
No.
So I now, like, try and run 2 to 3 5Ks a week, get in the gym to do some toning.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to go back, guys. I used to actually be quite fit. I used to have a nice
bod. You are still fit.
You scroll down on my Insta 2 years ago and I beefed with the banana hammock on. I was quite fit. And then I lost it. But I'm getting there.
This it's is a journey. Relationship.
It's relationship.
Speaking of relationship weight.
Yes.
This photo, I was the biggest I'd ever been.
Which you would never have thought.
It's giving. I had 3 roast dinners a day.
Yeah.
For me.
But do you know what? You lay down a lot when you're in a relationship. You lay in bed. You
oh,
watch
well, I'm
things.
A pillow princess. Yeah. I'm not getting on top for no fucker. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like there's, you know, you're not doing your 10K steps. But I also, if it makes you feel better on that trip, you know, when we did that Love Island tour, I didn't feel great. I had that polo, which I shrunk in the wash, regrettably met Maya Jammer in a polo that was up to my nips. And I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed. So we, you know, it wasn't a great one for us both.
No, it's never. But what would you rate? Because I think you look quite sexy there. You look
I
like
do,
an Essex
but
boy.
That's cropped from down.
Do you know what?
I had the jorts
it's
on.
So true. And Joe always gets the memo, right? If we take a pic together, he'll send it to me. Small nose one, Hollywood 4.
Always.
Always.
Always, guys.
You get the vibe.
For the gays out there, always have your friend's face app presets
Save.
On there. So
yeah.
So easy. Did and it with Mucha from Sugar Babe.
Listen,
bam.
I'm sorry. Nothing you see on Instagram is real. Do you think I look like that? No.
I have to admit this as well. We face up our
we
pod pictures
app.
Because
I'm
it
sorry.
Gets sweaty under these lights.
I know, unrealistic beauty standards, but at least we're honest. Some people aren't honest.
Some people aren't honest.
I can see that Hollywood fucking 9 on your face.
Yes.
All right?
Hollywood 14.
Come on. This one is a fucking throwback, Joe. I wish I could get this up. Hold on, here we are.
Yes, yes.
Don't.
It is a throwback.
Sizzle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad times that
We
night.
Went to go...
regrets.
Regrets.
So many regrets.
I might kill my ex.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I think... First of all, I look fucked.
We were really drunk when we turned up.
The free bar.
Yeah. There is an
you
issue
don't with, look like you, can I just say?
I don't look like me.
It doesn't look like you.
There's also a problem with, if you really zoom into my chest there, basically, I think that's the face you want. I had to face app, humbling. I had to, not even face app, guys. Photoshop, like traditional photo fix. I felt sick.
You went on the
Spot
MacBook
heel.
Air.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, on the MacBook Air. And I had to get rid of my fat rolls from where my chest met my belly. And I sat there that day and I thought, something's got to give. And that was pre-Kane. So it's been a downward spiral.
So, Joe.
Yes, honey.
Do you ever get told that we look alike?
Yeah, quite often. Well, Mum says things. She's like, you know, I've got Joe, George, Danny and Grace. And I'm like, yes.
I'm part of the family.
You are, fully.
Lisa was saying today, she said her hairdresser did her hair and she went, have you got your daughter on today? And she went, What, Grace? She's literally not my daughter.
Exactly.
But I am, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, I have to actually apologise for this because
yeah.
When I had the makeup, right, to give, there's context for this picture. I had that makeup done from 11 a.m, right? It was finished at 1:30. I had to get a film a pod.
Yeah.
Get to the hotel while you're having your cosmopolitan interview. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Then get changed, right? So by the time I got to the box, I looked like a man.
I mean, on brand.
I looked like the hair was, nothing was giving, right? So then when we got those pics, it wasn't even Hollywood 4 at this point. If you see when you go down, it's not even Hollywood. It's like young, like I was doing anything. I feel like I did you justice with all the looks. I mean, I spent about fucking $2,000 on Halloween. Yeah. Fucking.
You went $2,000.
Not on the business. Yeah. But like, do you know what I mean? Like it was silly, but I thought I've got to do you justice. And then I looked back next morning and I said,
no, but you did though, because people knew it was me straight away. So I don't know whether that hurts.
Well, yeah. PLT thought that was you when I walked in. I thought, okay, kind of disrespectful.
Just say you hate me.
But I love it. Yeah.
Well, I'm upset.
You look fat.
I had tits then.
You looked insane.
Do you know I've gone from a C to an A?
Have you?
Yeah, it's just nipple.
It's like my grades when I started sucking off the head teacher. Come on. I don't know where that came from.
Today's podcast is sponsored by, of course, HelloFresh. I absolutely love HelloFresh because I'm a lazy girl. You will not catch me at the supermarket trying to find ingredients, going on the internet to try and find recipes. Absolutely not. I get my HelloFresh delivered straight to my door with all of the ingredients put together and all of the recipes here, easy to use. But they make it easy for me to decide whether I want a recipe for a couple of people, whether I want a recipe for a few people. And when I go away, I can stop the boxes and restart them when I get back. HelloFresh brings more to your kitchen, making every meal an opportunity to achieve something delicious. I'll be honest with you, you know that I love a Mexican style pilaf, but if I'm looking for something a little bit healthier, I like the fajita veg and black bean loaded wedges. And you know what? I love a Thai style pork rice bowl. I'm not usually adventurous in the kitchen, but with over 100 plus weekly menus to choose from, there's no excuse. Whether you're a picky eater, whatever, they've got something for everyone. Discover the delicious possibilities with HelloFresh. Visit hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace to unlock more in your kitchen. Use the link to get 60% off your first order and 25% off of your next 2 months. Once again, visit hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring today's podcast. Yeah, no, do you know what? That was a fucking look. I showed that to Lashes and she went, you're not celebrating Halloween this year. Oh,
you look, honestly, I remember when you came out and got those hallway pics and I thought, you look, you know.
Did I nearly turn you? For free.
For free.
For free. Right, hold on. Oh.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
I mean, we nailed that. We nailed that. Big up the editor.
Come on. Austin Powers and his fembot. One thing people may not know is I was wearing bright green underwear.
Oh, this night.
Because I forgot my pink thong. Mm. And I thought, and also, this barely covered my pussy.
It did. And then you were trying to go puff some granny underwear for like 80 quid from M&S. I thought, Grace, we're not down that
bad. I said, on the business.
I thought, you can't. I thought you can't let my jammers.
My jammers there.
I know.
That night as well was so humbling because I left that hotel like, I looked like shit.
Yeah.
I looked like the shit. Did I get any attention that night? No.
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 I mean, we were basically by the nugget van the whole time.
I said 10 more.
We were, yeah. And then, yeah, it was a random one. I had some Love Islanders in the corner trying to
and
square
do you remember they
me.
Were squaring up?
Oh, and I thought, come off it.
I thought, let me have our nuggets in peace.
I thought,
have some fucking respect.
Free speech. You say whatever I want on my podcast. Do you know what I mean?
I completely forgot about that. And I was backing this other girl. I was like, yeah, you fucking do it, babe. And then I saw the other girl she was beefing with and I thought, I'm backing off.
It was very beefy, wasn't
it? It was so beefy.
It was beefy.
Because everyone was at that event.
Yeah.
Everyone. And also everyone could dance. And I was like,
you got H looking at you.
H was
Philly
there
looking at you.
I said hello to Philly and H was next to him. I said, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, like what I just
I'm gonna go. Do you know what I'm a bit upset about? Why won't we mentioned in H's new song?
I know. Who did he shouted out Amelia?
Aria looks fucking sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was ours?
Where were we?
Where was ours?
GK Barry, I wanna fucking slam it. big Barry cheeks.
That is
where was that line? Said.
Where was mine? I can't even do that accent.
Joe Bags, I want to fucking suck his ball bags.
That's what I was literally just about to say. It's like we're twins.
Yeah.
I was literally just about to say.
Yeah. That. And I feel disrespected.
Yeah. We'll make our own tune.
Yeah. Fucking eight.
Christmas number one.
What would our Christmas number one be called? Hose, hose, hose.
It's weird because we're the same person. So I was just about to say that. Something to do with like, oh, we definitely do the Mean Girls reference 100%.
Oh yeah, of course.
Well, if you're doing something fun around Christmas, maybe we can release a song.
Should
know
we?
I mean?
Oh, I don't know. Can I be like a sexy Santa?
Yes. And you can ride on a giant dildo.
Yeah, because I'm a lesbian now.
Exactly.
Thanks.
You actually came out in front of me, didn't you?
Did I?
Yeah, when we filmed a pod and then you came back to see the flat for the first time and then you we had a bottle of Prosecco and you came out, basically.
Did I?
Yeah, do you want me to recreate it?
Can I just say, no. Every time I'm with you, something lesbian happens.
Is that, it's like this gay aura that just
last time I was with you, I met Lashes. The first time I came out.
Yes. It always happens.
Wow.
It's being around
I gay. Must stay friends with you. No, I must. Next one.
I think we both, I mean, this is the most recent pick of us both, so we I've got to back it.
Slayed the day.
It was camp. It was a camp. Also. I mean, I literally, so I called the suit lady
yeah.
and I said, I need a pink, all pink, right? And she was like, Joe, look, I'm going to give it to you straight. She said, I can't source anything that quickly. I normally leave everything to 2 days before.
Of course, me too.
So I said, okay, give me like Saving Grace camp, like this feather boa look.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed the night and Mum looked incredible as well. And I think all on stage together, we looked very camp. So I was very happy.
I agree.
And you look fucking like, honestly, like a Renaissance painting.
I am.
You are.
I am. I remember it was too big for me though. It kept sliding down and my chicken cutlets kept coming out.
The stripper people were like, should we carry you in? You were like, absolutely
so not. That night, my whole ass cheeks were out because of the dress, right? Because that is like mesh, yeah? But I don't have the facilities for that. So I was like, cool. I usually go on the dancer's shoulders. But that night I was like, guys, I can't because we're in a church.
Yeah, that was a problem.
So I had to walk them like a dog. And the next day I kept getting messages like, that was a bit far. And my mum
really?
Phoned me and she went, that was a bit much, wasn't it? And I thought,
oh, I think embrace the dominatrix.
Yeah, I thought, what?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it looked sexy, but actually, no, I loved them both. They're really nice men. I'm just going to say at one point I was like, what is going on here? What is going on here? It was like, I was like, this is a weird Butlins brand.
What was your favourite look of my tour?
Favourite look of your tour?
Yeah.
I love the Palladium date that I saw with Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that was fucking iconic.
My favourite bit the whole night was you.
Here we go. Katie
was singing, it was the funniest thing to ever watch because Grace is obviously sat there like, what the fuck do I do? Like, I feel like in your head also, you hadn't thought about this.
No.
In the moment, you're right. Like, like in your class,
and I forget it's like 3 minutes long, so then there's only so many hands I can wave.
And then at one point you're just like looking at like proud mum. It was so funny to watch. Like honestly, I was looking at Katie, looking at you, and I thought this is dope.
Do you know what cracked me up as well? Gemma Collins that night, she went, I'm gonna come and see you perform. I've been on the show, Hayden wants to come see you, which is amazing. Love Hayden. I was like, cool. And she was like, no, I'm just gonna buy tickets. And I was like, no, don't buy. And she was like, no, I'm gonna buy tickets, I want to support you. I was like, you're Gemma Collins, right? And she went, no, I just want to be a normal person. I was like, cool. This woman got bombarded. People were queuing to take pictures of her. She had to leave halfway through. I thought, yeah, because you're Gemma Collins.
She texts me. Yeah. I told you about this, didn't I? She texts me. She just sends me 2 screenshots of the tickets, right? With like no content. Oh, it said, see you tonight. And I thought, okay, look, busy woman. She's probably thought I'm like your agent. Or
Faking
whatever in her contacts, whatever. Even though she's been on the pod. Then I see her that night and she's like, too famous to reply to me now, are you? I was like, Gemma, I'm so sorry. I was like, I literally thought that you thought that I was
you
Hannah.
Accidentally
like, accidental
me.
Text. Anyway, we had a nice catch up. Spoke about TikTok shop. It was great. But it was just like, I was, in that moment, I was like, Gem, it's not what it looks like.
I swear. Can we talk about another icon that you've met?
Go for it.
Amanda Holden.
Oh, don't get
Speak
me
to me.
Started.
Speak to me.
I love this woman so much.
She's an icon.
She's like, I see her as like my like TV mum. I did this thing for her new Lipsy collection in the back of a taxi and she runs up to me and she's like, my son. And I was like, oh.
Do you know how iconic that is?
I know. And she's so down to earth and so real and like, you obviously see her on TV and some people just aren't what they aren't.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah.
But she is exactly the same, so gorgeous. And yeah, just like, I'd love to do more with her. Do you know what I mean?
She's an icon. Does your mum get jealous of that or not?
Mum really hit it off of her. Oh. We met, mum got invited to a last Lipsy event. And I accompanied mum because I was like, just see Amanda again.
Yeah, go on.
And they got on so well. But it was like, oh my God.
Do you know, I've been watching Britain's Got Talent purely for her.
Oh, of course.
No, I'm not even joking.
You know what it is? It's their outfits.
Yeah.
It's Amanda and Alicia's outfits. Yeah. Sometimes they're sat there like, stand up, Charles, give us 12.
Give us 12. Simon Cowell's glasses. Have you seen them recently?
Yeah, I think, is there something scientific with them?
Elton John is what it's giving me.
I do love a coloured lens though.
I want a coloured.
I was going to wear pink ones today.
Sometimes if you're colourblind or you're dyslexic, you must.
Dyslexic?
You must wear a coloured lens. It stops the words moving.
Is it? Does it?
Yeah, you must.
Shut up. Learn I swear to
God,
day.
Yeah. It's giving rose coloured glasses.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Jo has also got an alter ego now, which is Ray.
Yes. I actually really enjoyed that. I dressed up as Ray.
Yeah.
Purely because I have seen her perform so many times.
Cool.
Basically, I went to see SZA when SZA was at the O2, yep, like four times.
And Ray opened.
And Ray opened.
Yeah, yeah, amazing.
Yeah, insane. And so I've seen her show, like this same set, probably about eight times in the past year.
Yeah.
So then I thought, I know this woman inside out in terms of like the mic hanging about.
Yeah, cool.
The way she jumps. Obviously, I messed up with wearing heels. Everyone pointed that out.
Yeah,
I know.
She wears bare feet.
Next video, I won't.
Wears bare feet.
And then I didn't expect it to like obviously pop off like it did. Then when she put it on her story, I thought, Imagine. You're at Coachella. You've just got off stage. You've killed it. You've got Sabrina Carpenter watching you. You click on Insta and you've got this, bleep this, sat there, stood there in his garden, jumping about. I would have been like, come on. I was so happy when I saw
it. Do you know how amazing it is she put that on her story?
Do you want to know the gut-wrenching thing about it, though?
Tell me.
She reposted a random account.
No!
So it wasn't even my account that she reposted. So I was a bit like, ooh. Like, but, you know.
Ray!
You know, put it up there into existence that hopefully I meet her one day and can tell her, it was me!
It was me in the wig! It was me in the wig!
I know.
She is incredible live, though. I remember we were all sat there, blackout drunk, with jaws on the floor, like...
Always. She's phenomenal.
She's incredible.
And you got to see her at the Brits. I was so gutted I didn't get to see her.
She was amazing. I remember I came back from the toilet and I heard this new song that she hasn't released.
Yes.
Sad Little Sinner.
Bring it
in
out.
In the mirror. Ray, bring it fucking out. Bring it out.
It's public announcement. PSA.
Bring it out.
Bring it out.
And I remember I walked in. I was like, what is this? My hips started moving.
Yeah.
I thought, hang about.
Yeah, yeah.
It was incredible.
She's so, and that note at the end.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
I thought,
she's got lungs. She doesn't vape.
No, she doesn't vape.
She doesn't vape.
Hair up.
Do you still vape?
I don't at all.
Good for you.
So what happened was...
Great.
Sorry. It was like last summer, wasn't it? And basically I kept getting poorly all the time.
Yeah.
When we were in Ibiza, I kept
getting poorly. I remember you in Ibiza. You
and
sounded...
And the croaking. So I just thought... This year, I've kind of cut down on alcohol and cut vaping out because I must have compromised lungs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
COVID, I don't know. So, yeah, that's why. Sorry.
Good for you.
Sorry. How are you doing with it? You all right?
Well, I said last episode I was going to quit. I bought another Elf Bar after.
Fine.
Do you know what? Well,
it's your vice. It's everyone's got advice.
It's when I'm stressed, and I'm always fucking stressed.
You need to
look, have a hot. Can you hear that?
We need to book our Ibiza.
Me, Joe, Izzy, Kane.
Tat.
Are going to go to Ibiza.
Yes.
We're going.
We just need to like pin down, because what we all keep doing is getting really excited in the chat and then I'm going to bed, waking up and then just not booking.
Forgetting about it.
Yeah, so we just need to book it.
We need to book. I'm flying EasyJet.
Oh, 100%.
I just think we need to do it. We need to go to Glitterbox again so I can enjoy Glitterbox, because last time we went, I didn't enjoy it because we had a flight the next day.
Yeah, so we'll enjoy that.
We mustn't,
that.
Yeah.
And then where else is good? Ocean Beach, obviously.
Of course.
Blue Marlin's quite cute.
Do you know what's funny? Wayne Nineker put up a post the other day about Ocean Beach reopening.
Right.
Best believe I commented on that.
Did you? 100%.
I thought, Wayne?
100%.
Please.
It's humbling as a gay man to go to these places because you've got all your fit friends about and it's like, table for you.
Yeah.
Get up here eating sushi off your tits. For me, it's like, yeah, do you want to run and get me a glass of juice from the bar? Like, I literally feel like I'm a waiter. Speaking of, this is so random.
Tell me.
I saw Liam Reardon put up this post about he used to work at Ocean Beach. Did you see it?
He used to work at Ocean Beach?
When he was like 19.
Fuck off.
Yeah, because I saw him post it and always been fit. And he was at Ocean Beach. But yeah, he used to work at Ocean. I thought that's so
funny. Makes so much sense though, because he is good looking.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
They're all good looking at Ocean Beach.
You can't be clapped and work at Ocean Beach.
You cannot.
It just does it. It's not on the roster.
It's like the new Abercrombie and Fitch.
Isn't it? Yeah. Like Hollister.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what's funny? Every time I go there and they offer me shots, I just think, do you know what?
When you're in Hollister then, I went, what?
Yeah, when I'm in Hollister. At Ocean, when they offer you shots, I think you're so... like, just amazing looking. I will buy it for you.
And that is the thing. That's where they got me. It was honestly, like, I thought, you've got me.
We haven't been to Ocean together, though, have we? No.
I think the only time was the Jack Wills time.
But we...
The last time
I went. Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. How long ago I went. It was with Callum and Molly from Love Island.
Oh, my God.
They were together.
Had you been more... You'd been more recently than me then, because I went for Bad Bistro.
Well, yeah, I went last year in like June, July, because that's when George met Lolly. So that was like the last time I went. And we...
Wow.
Muggins here, Mr. Mug over here, decided to extend the trip from 7 days to 10, just so George could go stay in a room. I was sat by the pool reading my Kindle thinking, it's game over. I've never felt so alone. I wasn't seeing anyone. I wasn't chatting to anyone. I was depressed.
You with your Kindle light.
I was there bloody necking it in the pool, shots, clubbing. I've never been so sad.
You in your cardigan.
Do you know how bad it was? Guys, do you know how bad it was? I was at Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
I lost them.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm not getting hold of them. There's no signal ever.
Absolutely not.
I'm walking through the crowd just vibing on my own. I thought, it's the only thing you can do at this point.
Only thing.
People are coming up to me, like ask me for pictures. You on your own? I thought, this is fucking mortifying. I thought, I'm going to kill him. You can hang with me and my friends. I thought, oh my God.
Got the pee. The pity friends.
It was so hot. Like, above 30s. I'm wearing a shirt. I'm like dripping for everything. So I'm thinking, not only am I on my own, but I'm also looking like fucking in the corner, wobbling my boards about. I thought, anyway... Did have access to the green room, did go back in there. Stormzy was in there. I was like, all right, mate, I had to fan myself off in the toilet. Moral of the story is, sad time, want to go back and rebuild the memes.
We need to rebuild
it. We need to rebuild the memes. Yes.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp. I would be lying if I said that I wasn't stressed recently, because life has been busy. I feel like we all carry around different stress, whether it's big or small. And that's why I'm so glad to be working with BetterHelp, who work with over 1,000 credentialed and registered therapists who are there to help you with all of their unbiased advice. Like dating, it's so important to get matched up with someone who is the right therapist for you. All you've got to do is fill out a quick and easy form. And if you're not happy with the therapist that you're put with, you can switch at any time with no extra cost. It is convenient and affordable no matter what job you're in. If you work long hours, difficult days, BetterHelp can always fit in around you, and thousands of people use it to help themselves. I personally really find that I'm a bottler, so I bottle up all my feelings, but I find it so helpful when I finally get them off my chest. I always feel like there's a weight that has been lifted off me, and I think it's always important to talk about things, whether big or small, that's going on in your life, because small things can then end up as something really big that starts affecting your life and makes you really stressed. With almost 5,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off of their first month at betterhelp.com/savinggrace. That's betterhelp.com/savinggrace to get 10% off of your first month. Next topic I want to chat about.
Yeah, sorry.
For those that don't know, the PLT party, you sung with Mutia of the Sugar Babes.
Singing is a wild.
I just want to just quickly give some backstory to this. So Joe comes up to me already drunk. I just got there.
Mm-hmm.
Grace!
Yeah, exactly like that.
Mutia wants me to sing with her on stage, but I think she's taking the piss. I said, have another drink, Joe. Everyone's crowd. And when I say everyone, I'm talking Married at First Sight. I'm talking Love Island. I'm talking anyone that's ever been on telly.
The NTAs, basically.
It's the NTAs. She goes, I want to invite a special guest up with me.
My arsehole fell out of my arsehole. Basically, all my gut just went... yeah, it was all with that intro.
And you had to get someone's phone.
Shout out Luke Hamnett.
And read the lyrics.
Guys.
Push the button.
I honestly was in the hotel having drinks beforehand with Hannah from Love Island, yeah. who I love so love much. Her. She's the nicest girl. And we're having some drinks. And then I see Mucha going to her sound check and she's like, I'm going to get you up on stage. And I was told by Charlie, who like manages her, basically yeah. that she does this thing where people sit on a chair and she's like a lap dance, push the button. Sorry, the wind.
No, it's all right. You carry on.
There we go.
The heat coming off of that rap. What the hell?
What the hell? So then I thought that was it. So I thought, look, lap dance, like jokey thing.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then we get there and she's like, oh no, you're doing Keisha's verse in a part as a passing comment, right?
Yeah.
So I'm starting to like drink because I'm thinking, I think she's serious.
Yeah.
And then you saw the intro. She was like, I want to welcome to set. I thought, who are you welcoming to set? Hopefully Grace. Got a fucking collection, do you know what I mean? Anyway, she's like helping me sing this one is Joe Bags. I'm thinking, oh my God. So get that phone passed to me. I kind of missed the beat, then hit it, then missed the beat again. Anyway, got to the chorus. I was fine. At one point, I thought, I can't do this. So I just started to like twerk, didn't I?
Yes,
I
yes, just turned yeah, you around, twerked.
Got my non-existent ass. That's
me.
While we're siblings.
Yep.
And yeah. I was like that. And then she, the basically where I shined was the, I've been dropping so many hints because I practiced
I've
that
I've been
bit.
Dropping so many hints.
And you're just not getting it.
Getting it.
And that's what I did. And then that's the bit that I obviously posted because the rest was people sending me footage. I thought, no.
And it's funny because everyone had their phone out.
I know.
Everyone had their phone
I know.
Out.
A couple of people in the audience that didn't. And I thought, I clocked that. Anyway. anyway. And then I went downstairs. So the worst mistake post-gig regrets was that I went downstairs into Mitch's like dressing room and she had rum punch. I had a couple glasses that don't remember the rest of the night. I'm in pictures with people with a mug, like in the official pics. And then we were outside and everyone was like, come to, what's it called? Like
Taboo.
Taboo. I thought, I love my mum. She loves me. I'm
because
not
your mum was
to
there.
Taboo. That poor love's been through
no,
enough.
Do you know what I fucking love about your mum? She was tapping people on the shoulder going, I love you. Can we get
yeah,
a pic?
She, I rate it her so much for that.
One of the most, it was so cute because everyone was so lovely to her as well.
She's
like,
got so much confidence in those. She does. She's a proper people's person. Like, I think everyone was a bit like, I kept running around the whole night like, where's my mum? And
it
like,
was, she was for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
She was chatting to people. She's hanging around Chris Taylor's neck. At one point, I was like, go on the girl. Yeah, she's great in situations like that. And she's also, it's good because she knows a lot of people.
Mm.
Like she's chatted to Danny and 10 for a bit, which I thought was really
and
cute.
And everyone knows your mum.
And everyone knows.
Everyone her. Knows your mum.
Yeah.
It was like a reunion. I remember I saw Chris there and I was like, Chris?
Wait, Chris who?
Hughes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, Chris.
I didn't see him there.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, I think he
blind.
Left by the time you got there.
Okay, fine.
But yeah, I was like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
It's like people that don't know PLT parties, it's like.
Wow.
I don't know how to describe it. It's everyone that you've ever watched in one room.
Yeah.
And you know what's mental? Everyone's like mingling from different shows, like girls and boys.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think.
This is a show.
People would go fucking crazy
yeah.
for this.
It is basically a show in itself.
And yeah.
That I think, how would you rate, oh my God, I'm giving podcaster now, like giving you questions back. How would you rate the shows, like the type of personalities from the shows? Like, so you got Maths, Love Island, Towie, okay. right? How would you rate the type of people?
Maths always provide the drama.
Crazy.
Yeah, they'll fight at an event. They don't give a fuck.
Agreed.
Right? They're divorced. Yeah. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Love Islanders, sometimes they'll keep themselves to themselves.
Mm.
They'll mix with each other. Like, they'll mix with other Love Islanders.
Yeah. But they're quite, they're quite clicky with who they hang around with.
I only spoke to, I spoke to Chris Taylor that night. He was lovely. I spoke to Ron Hall. He was lovely.
Yeah, yeah. I love Ron.
He was lovely. I remember he spilled a drink over himself and he was like, sorry. And I was like, no, it was amazing to
it
watch.
Happens. At least no one hit each other.
No one had a fight that night, I don't think.
No, which is good.
Which
there
is...
was like some beefy looks. Do you know what I mean? There was that, you had a, you got, I don't know who this was because I watched the pod and I was like, who is that?
Yeah, someone started on me.
Did they?
But in their defense, I think they were drunk.
Right. Okay,
but they like...
What, like TV person?
No.
No. Okay.
They like started
oh,
on
okay,
me.
Fine,
they
yeah.
started on me and I was in a corner and I remember I sobered up really quickly and I remember thinking, you've lost weight, yeah? You can't fight. If someone tries to fight me,
yeah.
I'm going to snap like a fucking twig.
Yeah, you got to think of like, it's like boxing, isn't it?
I can't fight.
Come on, muscles. I mean, there's something
there's
there.
There's nothing there, Joe.
Yeah, I've got nothing there too. What am I doing?
I could not, I remember thinking to myself, if I ever get followed on the street, I must surrender.
Yeah, same.
I cannot fight anyone
off. It's armadillo time, isn't it?
It is, I will just say, thank you for picking me. Yeah. Where are we going? What van is it?
To be fair, I completely agree with you. If someone started on me at that event, that's game over. I had a couple of people come up to me and go like, basically, I don't know whether you sometimes feel this, but I feel like sometimes people come up and just try and be polite to say something when it's weird because I'm like, I don't think you actually like me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I think you're just saying this to kind of just act like, you know what I mean? You're a nice piece. But do you know what? It's like being at school, isn't it? Like, you're never going to be friends with everyone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the room. Like, everyone's got their own thing. But yeah, there's one person that came up and was like, you're my favorite TikTok family. And I thought, I've seen you say things online. Like, let's not. And I thought, I'm sorry. I thought, what is going on here?
Do you know what's funny? I bumped into Casey that night from Love Island.
I love him.
And I went, Casey, and he went, I went, see you upstairs. He was like, and I was like, oh my God, like, love that.
I love that. He's so funny.
He is so funny on TikTok. Yeah. He's the only person that I'll go and search for his TikTok, because they make me crack up.
I think he's done well from Love Island, like with the TikTok thing, because it's like Farmer Will. It's nice when people have a bit like more about them than just sitting there like, I just really like think that you're
obviously,
like.
Obviously, we didn't last because the pressures of social media is really high.
Just come on.
Just peg each other. Should we read out some dilemmas?
Yes, do it. Quench that first before you read out these dilemmas. Come on, love.
Oh, come on. Fuck. I actually really love the cherry cola flavour. It's so good.
Cherry cola?
Mm.
Shut up.
First dilemma. So I had a best friend who I'd known for years, and one day she came over and slept at my house, and the next day she went home. A few days later, I was trying to look for my vibrator and I couldn't find it. She came over again the week after and gave it to me and said, I'm so sorry I took it without asking. My boyfriend told me to. Turns out she'd used it on his ass. In his ass.
Anonymous. Like, who is that from? Who is that?
GK Barry. No, that... I think...
Sorry, someone actually wrote that in. Oh.
Would you take the vibrator back? An ass is crazy because like, sometimes with pussy, I think you can clean it, right? With ass?
Guys, here's the deal.
Mm-mm.
Look.
Not the shaky voice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel sorry. I'm trying to process it. Yeah. I know it's cause he lives, but I would buy them a new one because there is no way with good faith that you can... that you can give that sex toy back to your mate after using any boyfriend.
We've asked you, so you mad? I'd sniff it.
I would do the sniff test first off.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't even want to. Also, let's be real here. Straight men ass is not
I
like normal
I was about
ass.
To fucking say
it's
it.
Not normal
it's
ass.
Hairy, it's dirty, it's fucking disgusting.
There's no Andrex wipes there.
There is none.
No, it's not even Cushelle.
It's Lidl own. Do you know what I mean? It's not even Cushelle.
Yeah, I don't think.
I'd be really pissed off because you know vibrators are expensive as well. They're like 30, 40 quid.
Are they?
Yeah.
It better not have been the bunny one, the rabbit.
If it's through the bunny with the vibrating cock in it, that's awful.
Yeah, that's.
And also, like, you've just stolen off me.
You've stolen, you have returned, props for that, but it's brave.
If I was her, I wouldn't have returned.
I wouldn't have returned it.
Yeah, no, because then how would they know?
I was choking up, I just had to burp.
I wouldn't return it. Yeah, same. I've done three burps into this light now. Yeah, fuck that friend. I feel like that's a weird one.
Yeah.
Right, you ready for this one?
Okay.
This is crazy.
Okay.
No.
Can it get crazy?
No, this is crazy.
Okay.
My best friend's boyfriend was texting me saying he was going to leave her for me. It gets worse. First of all, okay. They were on bad terms and not seeing each other and were about to break up. So I gathered all evidence, collected screenshots, then I told her and sent her all of the messages he'd sent, like him begging me to go to his house at 2 a.m. and me not entertaining anything he said. She didn't speak to me or our other friends for 3 weeks when we broke no contact and went to see her. She was over 6 months pregnant with his baby. Me and her sorted out all our problems, but the boyfriend has now decided that he doesn't want her to be friends with me, nor does he want me to be in the child's life. So my friend is now slowly distancing herself from me, but she has been my best friend since year 7 and we're 21 now. What do I do? Your best friend's a stupid fucking bitch. Because if I had found that out...
You just cut the man off.
If I had found that out...
What happened to girl code?
I would say it's a sperm donor.
Is girl code, even if you're 6 months pregnant, you don't stand by that
But
man.
Also, like, your mate has collected evidence because, right, here's my thing, yeah?
Yeah.
If your boyfriend tries to message me, that's crazy and you should tell them. Yeah. But if they're so in love with someone, they're not going to listen to that first message, right?
Agreed.
You so need you, a portfolio yeah, of shit.
You really came out with the laminated file.
And if they're doing it to your best friend, who else are they doing it to?
Exactly that. And it's risky enough to do it to the best mate. Yeah, exactly. At the pub, at the Wetherspoons.
But then what... Can I say something controversial?
When do you not?
What vibe are you giving off for your friend's boyfriend to feel comfortable for you to for them to message you?
Yeah.
Obviously, I know men are trash.
Yeah, yeah. But you must also be... Because I...
Do you know what I mean?
I also think, yeah, the counter, the devil's... What's it called?
Devil's advocate.
Devil's advocate yeah. with this is that even if he was trying to flirt with you and you're not playing into it, why does he keep going?
Yeah. And like, it's like no one would that I'm with would ever message Tat.
Yeah.
Trying to fuck Tat because Tat would tell me straight away.
Yeah. God, do you know what also, like, this just sounds like a Jeremy Kyle app.
Yeah.
But it is a rogue one. Oh my God.
She said, what do I do?
What would you do?
Do you know what I would do? Cut her off.
I wouldn't be with a man, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't stay with a man, but I also wouldn't stay around the friend. Because I yeah. just feel like if you're going to be a mother, that should be the focus, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, it sounds like you're not surrounding yourself with the best people.
I think, listen, if you're friends with that girl, you should cut her off because it's toxic anyway.
It's toxic.
And that girl should cut you off and the guy off. Yeah. Obviously, you've got a baby together, which fall on you, but...
If she gets with the guy then, the friend gets with the guy after it's all cut off. Crazy. It's like an episode of Emmerdale.
Oh, I love it though. I'd love to see that. Yeah. Just to watch it. But if that ever happened to me, I'd go to jail.
Yeah, if that ever happened
okay,
to me.
Okay, right. Okay. Hear me out. Kane.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Kane.
Okay. Fuck me. It's gonna go west very far.
Not you folding up the cardigan. Okay, so you found out that Kane has been messaging me.
Okay.
I am now impregnated with Kane's baby.
Yeah.
But I've said to you, look, it was a drunken mistake, but I kept the baby. What do you do?
Is this contextually within our lives right now?
Yeah, right now.
Look, I would love to have your kid.
If I say to you, listen, I don't want the fucking kid, you can have the kid.
I love Kane. I feel like I would trust his judgment. And if he thought that was right to do... For our family gain, then fair enough.
Yeah, but he's cheated on you with me.
I know. We would have to have a conversation.
Yeah, I think you'd have a few conversations, yeah.
To not have told me.
Yeah.
I would feel blindsided by the both of you. But...
He's meant to be a gay man.
I'm a humanitarian.
Yeah.
I love children. And
I'm an ally.
So I think that the end result would be...
Yeah.
Few weird parties and Christmases for the next few years.
Weird New Years.
I think it'll level out.
And do you know what? What I would do is I'd just give up the kid, give it to you full time. They won't have to know
and
it's from me.
Your Auntie Grace.
Yeah. Poor fucker will have a massive nose and no arse, but it could be a win-win.
Exactly. And look, it would have had no arse anyway because I've got nothing going on down there.
Do you know what? It's your...
Running sheds arse, kids. That's all I'm going to say.
Next one. Back in 2022, I slept with my now boyfriend for the first time after a Friday night out. On the Saturday, my best friend also tried to get with him behind my back. She cheese grated his dick and couldn't get him hard. He also fingered her.
Is cheese grate a term?
Unsure. I think maybe he tried to fuck him while he was floppy, I'm guessing. Okay. Or like maybe tossed him off or sucked him off with tea. No, I'm thinking sucked him off with tea.
Can someone in the comments please explain?
Can someone confirm what the fuck that means? Look at me being lesbian for 5 seconds. 3 months later, she was sleeping with his best friend, but she tried to neck on with my now boyfriend while she knew we were seeing each other.
I ain't a best mate.
The fact that she was seeing his best mate. Still to this day, she's never told me the truth about either of these events, and I constantly question our friendship. Did she choose his best friend because it was second choice? Did she want to try and one-up me and try and be better than me at sucking dick? Oh, sucking dick. Because that would always be a thing on her end. need proper advice.
Cheese grating, fucking hell.
Your best friends.
That would not be my best mate. I'm sorry.
Women's rights, but that fucking girl.
That's wild. Also, I feel like, yes, I do feel like the best friend of the guy is second best. Like,
she defo has BV.
And I also feel like maybe she's trying to keep within the circle, the friend, because this has happened before with people I know, where they're like, the mate will get with someone in the friendship circle to stay in the circle. So like,
they can still see them.
Night out, and you're like, oh, you're all together. Oh my God, I was so drunk. I just got with you. Like, how funny. I feel like she's doing it on purpose.
Yeah. She doesn't like that best friend.
That's messy.
Why are you still best friends with her? That's not a best friend.
No, and the cheese grater thing's fucking wild.
And the fingered her? Back in year seven?
Oh my God, yeah, the fingering.
But when have you ever been on a night out and they just fingered you?
This is taking me back to sixth form.
Okay.
Because I had a big friendship group of girls.
Right.
I actually went to an all-girls school, but the sixth form was mixed.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, how did that work?
I'm basically Jamaica private school.
Of course.
And then basically our friendship group was torn apart one night in a Wetherspoons because...
Go on.
I'm not going to say names.
No, don't say names.
I still know everyone
you must
involved.
Not.
But basically, this is what I know, because I was also in Cornwall at the time.
Yeah, enjoying your life.
I know.
Peaceful weekend.
That night. Yeah, peaceful weekend. with mum and dad, I was in Cornwall. But basically, the girls were all at this big table and the conversation kind of died down. There was a bit of a vibe between, like, I'm going to say one of them is called E, one of them is called A, right?
Right.
There's a bit of a vibe between E and A the whole night. And then like E's boyfriend is coming to get her from the night at the end of the night out. And then like right before he's about to turn up, A goes, yeah, so like before you guys met like 2 months before, like we got with each other. But like it's obviously such a rogue thing to come out with as the guy is turning
up. He's about to pull up.
And as like you've all been friends since you were like year seven.
Then why wouldn't you say that before?
See, it obviously caused like World War III. And then... the friendship group was being torn apart, but basically everyone was still trying to make it like a thing that we'd still try and see each other. And there was one night where it was B's birthday and there was a big argument and basically one of them pulled the chair at the bar underneath the other one and they fell off.
B or A?
B, and it was her birthday.
So she got pulled off a chair.
Yeah, like God knows why it was all kicking off. So long story short, and now that no one's friends. So basically, like long story short of this is, never trust it when it happens. Like if it happens, if someone tries that or instigates it, it's never going to get better. I mean, B's brace, he basically was in a neck brace for the whole of summer. Miss V Fest, do you know what I mean? That's how long ago it was. But yeah, no, just wild, isn't it?
A's a bitch. If you ever pulled me off a fucking chair on my birthday.
I know.
On my birthday after you got with my boyfriend as well, or girlfriend.
I know, it's wild, isn't it?
What?
I know.
How have you found dating Kane in the public eye?
I actually think it's been really relaxed.
Wow.
But then again, I don't really like to leave the house anymore.
Do you find people try and get involved in your relationship though, because it's public or not really? Like people messaging him or not really?
To be honest, I wouldn't really know. Like I think he would tell me if like someone had hard tried to get or whatever. But I think that people have been treating him differently in the theatre space.
Right.
In like a more like... trying to be his friend a bit more.
Oh.
Which he's like, this is weird because we've worked together for years and all of a sudden.
And you didn't
like,
make an effort, yeah.
But aside that, like, I think it's not been as bad as previous relationships, you know what I mean? Like, it's actually been quite relaxed. But then again, I don't really go out, so I like being home.
Are we hermit crabs now?
I think we are.
I feel like we're hermits.
I just like staying in.
Our version, when we see each other, we're like, should we go to the flat?
Honestly.
And have drinks in the flat.
That's why I wanted to do it like a fucking club. Because then you're like, friends come over and it feels like you're still out.
Yeah, it is. And your house, do you know what's one thing amazing about your house is the fact that you go in the living room and there's, on the TV, the background is Beyonce.
It's changeable, by the way.
Have you changed it?
So you can change it to anything. So
like me.
A frame, you know, the ones where you got space, it looks like a picture.
Yeah.
And then, so you change it to anything, but I know what you mean. So you can make it vibey, move.
Yeah, I loved it. When I went around, there was just a floating picture of Beyonce. I thought, this is amazing.
I'd love a club, wouldn't you? To own a club. I mean, probably
I want
now.
A pub.
A pub. Okay, fair.
I'd like a pub.
Yeah.
Because then I can go and sit with everyone.
Yeah.
Have a chat.
Yeah.
Get a pub
You're
dog.
Such a good landlady. These pictures give landladies a bit.
They do give landlady, don't they?
They do, especially that one. You look so different now.
Yeah, they're all edited as
well. You look so different.
Really? Look at the size of my arms in that.
Female bodybuilder.
Fucking hell, innit? I could fight back then. What? I can't fight
now. Can't fight now. We're lovers, God not fighters, fair. Aren't we? Come on, eyelashes.
To end... Well, to end this pod, I keep snogging the mic, to end this pod, as per,
yeah,
one bit of modern advice that you could give to save Grace.
To save you right now. I would say embrace everything. I would say whatever comes your way,
yeah,
big or small, hard or soft, take it all. That's my advice to save Grace.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It's like I rehearsed it.
This has been Joe Bags.
Me checking the back of my hand.
I've been GK Barry. I've never ended it like this before. If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. If you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Say bye,
Joe. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.